Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Visionary Hotspot. Talk radio with the consciousness of women, for women, by women. A radio show bridging the gap among women desiring their purpose with the world's greatest minds, achievers, and believers of women's progress. The Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio, creating conversations that matter. Inspiring, encouraging, enlightening, and empowering women to live life as our greatest self. I am you. You are me. And we are visionary women.
Hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. And listen, today we doing it, ladies. We are having the conversation. Are we in control or are we being controlled by our emotions and our feelings? It's funny how we have these simple conversations, but we never think to ourselves, are we really being controlled? So today we have with us Mary Shaws. She is fantastic, everyone. And when I tell you, this amazing woman, she created a book called Conscious Communication. How are you, Mary?
I am great, Charmaine. How are you?
Lady, I am here with you. We're going to rock it out because let me tell you something. We're on Periscope, everyone. We are doing a live Periscope show during our interview today. And listen, this is a topic that we need to have. So, Mary, why not have it with you? You're the expert.
Hey, I'm up for it. Let's go.
Absolutely. So today, everyone, as you well know, we're talking about, are we living in control or are we being controlled by our feelings? Mary, tell me why this conversation is so near and dear to you.
Well, I think that as far as being controlled by things, one of the things that I used to be controlled by was my stories from the past. So, for example, the more that I would retell the story of my divorce or I would retell the story of some things that happened in my childhood, I would really just get swirling back in those stories and constantly reinforce that neural network. And it was almost like I was still living in all of that same chaos because that's what I was creating.
Wow. And you know what? I wonder if that's something that we do as a mechanism to allow us to get over the hurt, the pain, the disappointment that we all face. Because as you well know, having gone through a divorce, and as I well know, having had troubles and having hard times within my own life, it's very challenging at times to really overcome those feelings of disappointment and or not have we feel we deserve in life. So how does your book address that very conversation?
What it does is it teaches you how to build programming that's going to support the creation of empowering stories and allow you to connect to the future that you want. Because, Charmaine, you know, I think that we all have these infinite possibilities that are available to us in our lives, but there's a huge difference between what's possible and what's probable. And the way that you can go from a possibility to something actually being probable and happening in your life is by getting your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and your actions in alignment with what it is that you want to have happen for you.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's fascinating that you said that, what is probable and what is possible. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I find that everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to be famous for something. Everybody wants to, you know, sell over to the altar of fame. But we don't realize that what is possible and what is probable are two totally different dynamics. Now, when I think in terms of our purpose and how we live and we generate what our purpose is for being on this planet, I don't think in terms of what's possible. I think in terms of what's probable. Then when I think in terms of what's possible, that's that other stuff that we want to address, that other thing that we want to do and we want to be known for, we want to be famous for, we want to be the expert for. how do we really decipher between the two? Because there is a difference between your ego and your reality.
You decipher between the two because every choice that you make and every thin slice moment of life is either creating a connection or describing a disconnection. And so what I mean by that is that everything you do will really either cleanse you or clog you. So if I want to go on a diet and lose some weight, and so, you know, it's possible that I could lose 10 or 20 pounds, but if I am only putting clogging foods in my body, then it's not very probable. So what I could do is if I just look at an apple, I can say, if I put this in my body, will it cleanse me or clog me? And as long as I'm keeping my cleansing choices to about 80% of the time, you know, the old wise 80-20 rule, then I can really, you know, I can still have dessert on the weekends or whenever, as long as I'm not doing that every single day. But the really exciting thing comes when you understand that this rule, cleanse or clog, or how you're connecting yourself to those probabilities, it applies in every area of your life. Because, Charmaine, everything we say or do in a relationship, every word we speak, every action we take in our relationship is either creating deeper connection or driving disconnection. And that's same is true for our career, for our finances, for our spiritual practice, our personal development, and our self-care. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And then, Mary, you know, another thing that you hit on that I thought was very fascinating was when you said everything that we do, we interact with, is going to drive a greater wedge in those relationships within our lives. So then the better question, I think, is, are we having those clogging moments with ourselves? You know, we talk about these relationships, these external relationships that we engage in with other people. But what about that internal relationship? Because I think more so that relationship cannot be offered to the world if it's not first offered. So when we think of conscious communication, it's vital that we talk about how our emotions and how we lack emotional control or have so much emotional control that we can't connect, that how those things can either help make or break our conscious communication that we first have with ourselves.
It's so true. And, you know, one really easy way, if you're, you know, there's so many things that you can do to get control over this self-expression that we have, because it really encompasses things like how you set your goals, how you use your gratitude practice, what is your self-talk, what is your spoken word, what affirmations do you use. And I know for me, when I was very first learning about this 10 years ago, you know, I would say things that were out of alignment with what I wanted to have happen. So, for example, I wanted to write a book, but I was always saying that I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. And so those mantras of I'm not this, or I can't do that, or why do I always, you know, why am I always so stupid, those are huge clogs. And those are things that we can very easily turn around by paying attention to the involuntary speech patterns, because those words are a mirror to your subconscious mind. Because really, when I was saying those words, I'm not a writer, the true clog was that I didn't believe I was capable of achieving that goal.
Wow. And you know another thing, Mary, too, that I wanted to run by you, because there's a gentleman, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but his name is Dick Gregory, Brother Dick Gregory. He said something that was so fascinating one time I heard him say in an article. Well, in an interview, he said, when you tell yourself that you cannot do whatever it is that you're trying to tell yourself you can't do, you have just told all 1 trillion neurons our body that it will never happen. So if you tell yourself that you will never fill in the blank, you better believe you just started that process of never accomplishing it. So then we become what we say. You know, it's funny, I just interviewed a fascinating woman, Gordana Bernat. She is a Oprah Super Soul teacher, a fantastic woman, and when I say filled with wisdom, just bubbles over. And she says something very fascinating. I shared with her one of my personal issues that I have to overcome, which is cursing. I say curse. And she said to me, you become the words, the consciousness that you say. And so literally, when you curse, you literally become those curse words. And I never realized those very things are the things that stop us from achieving what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And a lot of times it comes by culture. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Tennessee. And when I say in Brooklyn, you're going to hear every curse word ever created on the planet. So how do we start changing the mindset in which we live because of culture, because of family ties, because of family emotional issues that we're talking about here? How do we do that?
There are so many different ways to do it. And one thing that I really would love to point out, I'm loving this story, by the way, because you just said two things that I deeply agree with. The first one was from the gentleman that you were talking about, saying that when you say you can't do something, you just programmed your trillion brain cells that you can't do it. And he's absolutely right. And with this other person, it is so true that what you say you create in your life and what you say about yourself is definitely going to turn out to be true. So, you know, the thing about cursing is it's a habit. So, you know, we could talk about how to create new habits, but I think that the more important and the deeper teaching here is how do you go to those underlying subconscious beliefs and begin to program those in a new direction? And for that, the most important thing to understand is that none of this is going to happen overnight. And it takes time, people. You know, we're always looking for that quick fix. And for me, it really takes doing a daily practice at least 45 days in a row of doing something. And the quickest, easiest, funnest thing that I did was I wrote a page of affirmations every single day. I actually have my notebook. I snatched it back from my assistant. But these are things like, I am amazing, talented, and divinely guided. That's one of my affirmations. Bring me ideas. Help me be aware of my power. Help me rendezvous with like-minded people. Guide me to thoughts in harmony with my core desires. And so I just have a pretty notebook, and I literally for 1 year straight wrote a page of these affirmations every single day. Because, Charmaine, I was so far down the hole, I couldn't even speak these things. I literally had to write them down on paper. But what I didn't perhaps know then is that by writing them down on paper, it was making it even more powerful, because did you know that there creates even more brain neural network connections when you use your hand to write things that are going directly in your mind?
Wow. Incredible. You know, it kind of reminds me of when you read anything that's ancient, it says that which is written is exists. I am that which is written. That which is written exists. Why? Because when you write something, not simply ignore it. See, when we speak words out of our mouths, 5 minutes later, we're back to the same old thing. But when you write something down, that is literally a witness. It bears witness. That paper bears witness to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And when you go against it, it goes and it reminds your consciousness of what it is that you were supposed to be doing from the beginning. Hey, everyone, we're going to take a short break here at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. I'm going to miss this. We got a wonderful free gift coming up that we're going to talk about at the end of the interview. But guys, hold on to your seats, because this conversation is going to get so much better. Oh, my goodness. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Join us at thevisionarywoman.com, a media network of women for women by women. Watch our hosts of insightful visionary extended interviews. Listen to the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio to empower your evenings and read fascinating articles, perseverance, and inspiration, all in mind. visit thevisionarywoman.com and follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Hey, everyone, and we're back here at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio, and we're talking with Mary Shores as we talk about, are we living in control or are we being controlled by our feelings? So, Mary, having these things where we're writing these affirmations down, we're reminding ourselves of what it is that we're wanting to change and how powerful that is. But then let's also address having people around us who trigger our lack of control for by our feelings. How do we do that? How do we say, oh, hell no, I'm not going to, see, the curse word. How do we literally say, okay, I can't be around these people or this person because they trigger the that I'm trying to get rid of?
So imagine that everything that you ever wanted in life was on the top of this mountain. Okay, do you see the mountain? It's got all the stuff you want.
Yes.
All the stuff you want to achieve, all the people you want to know, all the experiences you want to have. It's up on this mountain. Okay? And everything you do, every person you speak to, every person you allow in your energy, every conversation, everything you eat, everything you think, everything you speak is either walking you towards that mountain or it is turning you around and walking the other direction. And so the first thing to understand is that everything you're doing is either connecting you or disconnecting you. And when it comes to eliminating conversations that are going to clog you or trigger you, it's really important to first identify that this even is a trigger. Because you know what we do? When we get off work, we talk to our girlfriend, and our girlfriend is just going to complain about everything that happened during her day. Well, guess what that is doing to you? It is wiring your brain to for negativity. I just watched a talk from Morian Cerf, a world-famous neuroscientist, who said that who you are in proximity with, your brain synchronizes to them. So when you say you need to get away from these people who are triggering you, it is doing more to you than you even realize, Charmaine, because it is wiring you for negativity. Now, how do you do that? You have to have discipline to commit that when you're feeling drained by this person or clogged or triggered or whatever you're feeling, you have to be willing to detach, because as you go through your spiritual growth, as you develop and expand as a person, you know, spiritual journeys, the personal development journeys, they're like onions. You know, they're layers and layers and layers, but you'll also go through layers and layers of friendships and relationships that will change as you are rising, as you are rising to a different level in life. And I don't mean to say that higher is better. It's not about that. It's just about experience. When you're having a different experience and you're ready to attract those people that are vibrating at that experience, it's okay to let go or loosen your grip to the attachments of the past.
And you know what, too, Mary, I think is vital that we also understand is that a lot of times, too, when we're on these paths to change the dynamic in which we're trying to live, sometimes we outgrow people. And it doesn't mean that those people can't be loved, can't be tended to from time to time, but what it does mean is person in the scheme of that relationship that needs tending to has to be us. We have to tend to ourselves first. Now, when we think in terms of are we in control or are we being controlled by our feelings, I think a lot of times, too, we're repeating habits of the past that has nothing to do with us because we saw our mothers or our fathers or our grandparents or our family members behave in or friends. Behave in manners that we subconsciously begin to repeat. You know how you can hear a song and then you hear it the second time and by the third time you know the song? That's because it is literally becoming in your consciousness. Subconsciously, you're not even aware of it. So when we go from living in a place and in a space where we are dialoguing with each other, we're engaging with one another, we then turn the dynamics of our conscious communication, okay, that's just a simple little plug I put in there for your girlfriend, our conscious communications, we literally take those conscious communicational thoughts and then they become life because we are literally seeing them unfold. Do you think that's right or what do you think?
I absolutely do. And, you know, conscious communications is really a very simple process that consists of eliminating negative language, really trying to use words that work, and always focusing on what you want. So, you know, we can boil it down to something that simple because there always is a starting point.
Okay. So when you say a starting point, what do you mean exactly?
So identifying, you know, like when you're talking about all of the childhood programming, you know, humans are meaning-making machines, so we are making meaning out of everything. Those things have already happened. We've already listened to those songs. We already listened to our parents. You know, we already went to the schools that we went through and we learned what we learned. So we don't really have control over what happened in the past, but we have control over how we allow things in the now. And so, you know, if we can begin to identify the nasty self-talk and correct that with life-giving, energizing words of affirmations and goal setting and action planning, and then really spend our time focusing on what we want. Because, Charmaine, whenever I ask people what they want, like what do they want most in life, they always tell me everything that they don't want, you know, or they start complaining.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, well, you know, well, my husband does this or my mother does that or my best friend does this or I never get to travel. And they tell me all these things that basically suck, but they have a harder time connecting to what they want.
Wow, that's crazy. And so really, in actuality, we become our own weapons against ourselves. You know, it's almost like we're always having the gun pointed at someone else, trying to defend and trying to protect. But we don't realize, really, in actuality, the weapon is drawn on ourselves because we're using these practices to go against our own interests. So then let's kind of drift into this. When we talk in terms of conscious communication and are we in control or are we being controlled by our feelings, I want to also address the idea that we live in a society where we are bombarded with mainstream media, with social media, with newspaper articles all the time. And then we begin to adopt the feeling which we're being inundated with. So let's also address that too, because that was something that was on my Facebook page that everybody really wanted to talk about. Are these our genuine feelings or are these the feelings that we've adopted from somewhere else?
It's so true. You know, one of the things we were talking about over on our page was taking a 30-day information cleanse where we want to be very careful about what we let into our minds because, you know, there is so much fake news out there. And the thing about we have a never-ending world of social media. And the problem with that is when it never shuts off, it is a constant assault to our nervous system. And our nervous system needs to have a break to function properly. Do you know that this younger generation, the generation of millennials, has the highest rate of anxiety that has ever been? And it's really interesting to think of all of this anxiety that they're suffering through. I have a girlfriend the other day who told me that her daughter, who's a freshman in college, started crying in class because the professor called on her. Now,
wow.
She's a smart girl. She's in college, right? She made it. But just the fact that this teacher called on her caused her so much anxiety. And so tying that back to how, and especially with the younger generation, but we're so bombarded with all of this information that it's overstimulated. You know, Charmaine, my son is on the spectrum, and the spectrum disorder in general, having autism or Asperger's, is really a nervous system and a neurological disorder because they cannot process all the stimulus coming in. Well, but we are doing this to ourselves because we are clogging ourselves up with too much stimulation.
Wow. And, you know, I believe that. I'm going to tell you why. Because over the summer, somewhere, I want to say around June, matter of fact, even before June, if you check my Facebook page, somewhere from between, let's say, May to, let's say, July, the end of July, I completely shut off. I think I may have went on Facebook maybe 5 times over the entire summer because I was so disgusted with the way people were talking to each other, with the way people were addressing each other. And these are people that I noticed that were friends for years, and they had completely lost respect for each other. And I said, you know what, I got to turn all of this off. I got to turn it all off because I cannot cope in a manner that is productive to humanity when I'm being bombarded with all of the additives, you know, all of your additives that you place in the foods that we eat. Then we are also putting those same additives within ourselves when we engage so actively in social media. So what I decided to do was to take a whole summer cleanse. I didn't need a 30-day cleanse. I needed a full. And when I tell you I came back, my thoughts were clear, my perceptions on things were clear. And so when we think in terms of conscious communication, we also have to think about that silent conscious communication that goes on in our minds. Everyone, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to talk about conscious communication, the silent conscious communication that we engage in all the time.
Thank you for supporting the VisionaryWoman.com Media Network. We have pledged that we will deliver informative, inspiring, and empowering interviews, radio shows, and articles. This is a challenge when the airwaves are flooded with misinformation and miscommunication from the mainstream media. Support thevisionarywoman.com and become a change agent for change. We manage the costs to keep our media network continuously offering you our very best. At thevisionarywoman.com, we know the importance of meeting the glaring standards of informative integrity. With your financial support, we can meet those challenges. Thank you so much, everyone, and we look forward to engaging with you at thevisionarywoman.com.
Yes, everyone, so we're down, Mary, to our last 2 minutes of the show. Tell us, how do we engage our silent communication, conscious communication, and in a way where it's going to make us more productive and actually feel more, a more wholesome and better lifestyle, I would think.
Well, your inner thoughts will really begin to shift and pivot once you do a lot of the other practices. You know, you create a daily practice of shifting the words you speak, writing goals, then it begins to shift your inner thoughts. But you have to pay attention to what's going on in your outer world first, and then your inner silent talk will begin to reframe itself. And you have to practice, practice.
That's a wonderful, yes, that's a wonderful bridge to lead us, everyone, to the free gift that Mary is giving every single listener at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. It is called our Conscious Communications Companion Course. Tell us very quickly, Mary, what is this amazing course? How does that bridge along with your book?
This guide, this companion course, has every single exercise that is created in the book. So there's 30 pages in this free guide that has every single coaching practice that's in the entire book. So you can do them on your own, or you can do them along with the book, however you like to do it. And we've given you the link, Charmaine, so please share that with your listeners.
Yes, everyone, and listen, I have all of those links available for you on our website at thevisionarywoman.com. We also have those links on our website, Blog Talk Radio. So if you go to this episode and you look under the description, this Conscious Communications Companion Course is listed with the link, the direct link for you to download. Everyone, I'm so glad to have had you here with me today. Thank you so much for joining us at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. Don't forget, you always can reach me, Charmaine Caraway, at thevisionarywoman.com. Also, follow us on our social media handles at The Visionary Woman on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Remember, be informed, Be empowered. We'll talk with you soon. Bye. Bye, everyone. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us here at the Visionary Hotspot Talk Radio. We're going to be doing this every single day, every single Thursday, our Periscope live show, when we literally radio show with social media. We're not playing this yet, people. We're making it happen, boo. Talk with you guys soon.
Later.
Booyah. Hello?
Hello, do I just disconnect now or do you get to chat for a while?
Oh, I get to chat. I'm so here with me, girl. How's every little thing?
Well, I just want to tell you how much I very much appreciate that you messaged me and that you read my book. You had no idea what a bright spot that was in my day and in my world. Thank you so much.
Oh, listen, I'm so glad we had the opportunity to do so. When I say this year, I was so glad I took that 3 months off, because when I say I came back, and I came back with vengeance, and I am not kidding. I looked at all the mistakes that I made last season. Everything that I was really lacking, I noticed that social media was really draining, so I made sure I set up schedules for me to directly engage with social media. Everything else was kind of pre-scheduled. Made sure that my technology this year was on. Made sure that everything was connected somehow where everyone could engage and connect and communicate, and also making sure that I stay as authentic as possible. So the way I speak, the communication, the way I engage with people is all authentic, because that's the one thing I don't want to ever do is lose Charmaine in the process of this. Because, like, even today I was talking to Monique. I don't know if you're familiar with Monique. She's the very famous Monique who played the mother in that movie Precious. And I spoke with her today, and I'm going to have that streamed to my social media pages, but the idea of why we behave the way we do, we engage with the other people the way we do, that also goes back to not being as authentic with ourselves, which is another reason why people are controlled by their emotions. So I'm so glad we had this conversation today, because it was timely. And then on top of that, because the way we set up all of our communications here, I literally was able to live stream this interview on Periscope as it was happening.
That's so much fun. Good for you. I haven't done Periscope in a long time.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I decided to do Periscope was because now you can live stream it, and it goes directly to your Facebook page, your Twitter account, and Periscope all at the same time.
That's
so
right.
It was just so much fun. And, you know, I think, too, Mary, people want to know that they're dealing with a person. You know, people don't want to be psychoanalyzed, especially in my generation. I'm only 33 years old. And so my generation of people, we don't like to be psychoanalyzed. So when you can reach the heart of a person, you can change the way they think. And that's the whole key, because I think a lot of times, you know, just with my education in psychology, you know, people sometimes think that that particular degree or whatever formal training that they have to rely on that. So I think it's important to rely on your instincts and what that person is communicating at that time. Because when I was just sitting here talking to my Periscope audience, and I was like, yeah, we gonna bring it back. Why is that? Because the people in my generation who come to hear me talk, that particular generation of people want to know that they're talking to someone who can relate to them.
You know, it's so amazing, because I've heard so many things just today exactly what you're talking about. So I think that there's a message in there for me, too, and it's timely for me as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's my thing. You know, you don't have to sound like a damn doctor to be a doctor. You know, it's almost like you don't have to rely on that because you don't have nothing to prove. You have nothing to prove. The proof is in the pudding. So the truth of the matter is all you got to do is show up to the game and make yourself available and then allow your availability to be another person's vulnerability, and then you guys are in sync with each other, and then that's where the real change happens. And so that's why it's so important for us to never allow ourselves to be caught up in the bull. When we get caught up in that bull, we were talking, I literally had this conversation today with Monique on her show, her amazing show with Monique and Sydney's open relationship. When I was talking to Miss Monique today, I was letting her know that a lot of the times the reason why we don't feel so comfortable in letting other people know how we feel is because we're afraid of backlash. Well, the truth can be said that another reason why we don't tell people how we feel is because the person that we're talking to can come off in a way that makes us feel that they're A, not genuine, B, not able to communicate with us in a way where it's relatable, and C, as though they're such that they're over us, above us, greater than. And then they start sounding like they're preaching it versus teaching. So that's important that we not lose ourselves in the midst of trying to outlive our purpose.
Girl, you blow me away. You've had a good day, haven't you?
Listen,
you have
literally had
a good day.
Girl, do you hear the energy in my voice?
I said,
did you hear the energy in my voice? I had a fantastic day. I you know, hair, makeup, everything was on point. I had my studio already set up. Literally, I was working in this studio until, like, last night, 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, we just did some renovations in here. I had to change up some things. And, you know, we had to make sure the equipment was set up properly. But when I say Charmaine did not come to play, Charmaine came to slay, honey. And listen, my message can never be more important. Charmaine, the ego, can never be more important than my message. So I have to always make sure I'm relatable and that my true, genuine personality comes out over the airwaves, because that's what's going to make people want to come back.
Well, plus you have a lot of natural talent. I'm sure you know that.
No, I actually don't. And I'm not saying that being facetious, and I'm not kidding you. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm serious. When I say I don't see that, because I don't honestly see that people can see themselves like other people see them. If you can tell me you see yourself in your entirety, then I don't really trust what people say when they say things like that. And I honestly cannot. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that we cannot see ourselves in our entirety, because then we can't lean on other people such as yourself. I couldn't lean on you if I already knew every damn thing about me. If I know everything to know, I don't have any room to grow. And if I don't have any room to grow, then I have no need for external relationships. So I'm kind of glad that I don't know in entirety what you see. Because then, maybe I would take myself too seriously. And then that way, the gift that you see, it wouldn't come through. It wouldn't be able to come through. Because insecurities, egos, all of those things play in stopping our gift from coming through, where people can actually gain something from it. So I'm glad that I don't necessarily see myself like other people see me.
That's such an interesting and beautiful perspective. I've got a lot I can learn from you. And so I just want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show and putting me in your newsletter. We're going to reach out to see if there's anything you'd like to share in our newsletter as well. And
wonderful.
I'd love to keep in touch with you. For now, I've got to
scoot
because my kids are waiting for me.
Sure, absolutely. Listen, I know it because I got 4 children waiting on me. And I cooked dinner. I already had everything ready because Charmaine was ready, steady. I had it together. But I understand. Listen, we got to keep in touch. Did I ever give you? I think your assistant may have my personal phone number. And I think the number you're calling me on, is this your personal phone number?
No, that's my work number. I can give you my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and add you to my contact, because when I hear things coming up, just like when someone just reached out to me, they said they wanted you on their show, I can go ahead and direct you directly to them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so my number is 217.
Okay, so my number is 217.
621.
9866. Okay, perfect. 217-621-9866. Girl, it was such a pleasure talking with you, and I'm looking forward to talking with you soon.
All right, Charmaine, you have a wonderful evening with those kiddos, and I hope to chat with you very soon.
Listen, I'm looking forward to it. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.